My earliest memories from recess as a kid are playing ball in the yard, and all of a sudden somebody interferes in the game. And it becomes quite the machlokas amongst the participants, what you do. He messed up the play, he didn't mess up the play, back forth, back forth. Generally, the chinchneksuv machshichim zedza achiyavo akasov ashlishi v'achri b'neihem. The third party that comes and breaks it up is the word do-over. You get a second chance. Sometimes it works for the better, and the team that would have gotten out hits a home run, wins the game, and sometimes it's the opposite. But the idea of a second chance is something that we all desperately cleave to. I don't know what's going to be, but I have a second chance. Klal Yisrael in this week's Parsha are confronted with the same exact question. What happens with the group of people? A group of people that were Tameh and could not do Korban Pesach. What do? Do they lose that opportunity? Is it gone forever? I have to wait a whole year. Aver Yom of Batal Korbano, the day is gone. The Korban has passed. You have no choice. You have no chance. So sad, because the person says, this is not my fault. I wanted, but I couldn't. The Torah introduces the idea of Pesach Sheni. The idea that someone under certain circumstances, certain very specific circumstances, gets another go at it. There's a lot of Torah to be said about what the idea behind Pesach Sheni is. But I think at its heart, the most beautiful part of Pesach Sheni is sometimes you have a person that so desperately wants. And they come and they ask, what would have been if the people hadn't asked for Pesach Sheni? Perhaps it would never have come into existence. But if you have a group of people that so desperately want to do something, they have that spark in them that says, please, give me the opportunity. But they can't because they're currently unable. Says the Torah, there's a do-over. You get a second chance. You don't lose it just because you weren't able to do it the first time. It's not a game of winners or losers, but rather it's a game of opportunity. And if an opportunity wasn't had, it doesn't mean it can't be had in the future. That's, I think, the beauty of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni turns each and every one of us and says, what if I didn't have a chance? I could do it again. Beautiful story. True. This year, someone was very, very sick, and they missed Pesach Rishon. They were in the hospital near death of Corona. And they come out of it, Baruch Hashem, V'ayin Hara, all good, all better, all healed. They come home and they make Pesach Sheni. Is there an Indian of really doing Pesach Sheni nowadays? I don't know. But what this person said was, I lost my chance this year for Pesach. I didn't have a Seder. I didn't have all the things that I normally would have had. So let me at least go through the motions to show that I wish I could. Now I have another chance. That, I believe, is the message of Pesach Sheni. It's that if you really want something, sometimes you do get a second chance.